excuse me, I can't hear you.
What is your name, sir?
Oh, Joseph Arjuna, sir.
Okay, sir, you're going to... Can you hear me in the background?
Excuse me, I can't. Can you just have a minute?
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, well, we'll get started here. Listen, who has this one? Okay. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, and she will be with you very shortly, sir.
Mr. Lund?
Yes, ma'am.
Is the problem the noise in the background, or is it the phone is too quiet?
The phone is coming in and out, ma'am.
Okay. Well, if you can't hear, you let me know right away, and I'll repeat something, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Long, could you please start by stating your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Joseph Arjuna, 134-356.
That's good. Thank you. Your board executive clemency. And this is for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you were notified about this hearing on March 15th when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on the form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney or will you represent yourself?
I'm going to represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video to your right, so the other end for me is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you'll see in a minute here on the camera. There he comes. And he is with the Department of Corrections. So we'll represent the department and your parole officer today in this hearing. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Lunt and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr.
I do.
Okay, and Mr. Lunt, I'll give you one little clue. I think part of the problem is that we can hear your breathing in the phone, and when you breathe into the phone, that's what I think when it cuts out for you. So if you hold the speaker part of the phone away from your mouth a little bit, that might help.
Okay,
sir? All right, so your hearing will be in two phases. There's phase one, where we determine if you violated the terms and conditions, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I will read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. So the allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix within one business day following your discharge from your approved residence at TLC, which is on 11th Avenue in Phoenix, on February 24th, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown. Thus, you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lunt, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Then I'm going to make a motion and move us from phase one to phase two, sir. So based on Mr. Lunt's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed into criminal as a company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, and agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Lunt, we'll go to phase two then and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do, Mr. Turner is going to fill us in with some background information. So just stay on the phone, and we'll be right back with you to talk in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Lunt was released from ADC custody on 2/21/2019 and arrested on 2/28/2019 by the Chandler Police Department. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2/28/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 12/25/2019 with 4 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1997, commitment A, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 1997, commitment B, count 1, aggravated assault, 1 year. 1999, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. 2007, burglary, 2nd degree, 6 years, 6 months. This is his 4th term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 1, substance use score of 3. STD information, self-admitted to being a member of the Los Toronto NOPAS. Prior terms of supervision, 1998, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2003, TIS release, absconded for 15 days, self-surrendered, was arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2013, TIS release, absconded for 35 days, arrested, revoked by DOEC. This behavior is significant and lengthy with violence, drugs, promoting contraband, and fraud noting. Other arrests, 1994, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, drug-free school zone violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, burglary, 3rd degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, simple assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, assault with certain intent, Arizona County Jail. He has a GD score of G6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. All right, Mr. Lunt, we have just a very brief report of what happened while you were on supervision. And it looks like you were released to TLC, but then, let's see, what happened? You just, you kind of disappeared from there. So what happened?
I looked at my anger and the best of me because of the situation that happened there, and I tried to get a hold of my parole officer to relieve me from that TLC. I wasn't really adjusting with the people right there, so that's, I'm being honest, that I just,
sure.
I couldn't get a hold of them at the time.
What happened? What happened at TLC that made your anger get the best of you? What happened?
Well, because the individual said I wasn't working there, and what was required to do there was my day was what I was supposed to do that day. I was supposed to sweep the parking lot, which I was doing, and I was anytime a member of the place was there was asking to do something they're supposed to do, so I did it, and then. There was a car wash there that day, so I was washing cars. And somebody asked me a question about how to use his phone there at the after house, so I was showing him how to use it. And the guy seen me not working, so he knew that I wasn't working, so I tried to explain myself to him, and we got in a heated argument about it, so.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And he threw me out, so
okay.
He said, just get all your stuff and leave. And I'm like, why are you throwing me out? I'm trying to work the program. You know, I'm trying, I'm doing what I'm doing. The TLC members asked me to do what they were asked to be done, and I'm telling the rules, and so.
Okay, and when did you try to contact your parole officer?
I tried to call him like the day before on Friday to let him know if I could be moved from that halfway house because I wasn't already adjusting to the people there.
Right.
So I was going to mainly just stick it out, but it didn't work out that way.
Okay, sir. So had you ever taken, I see you have a couple of, you have an aggravated assault in your past and a simple assault and assault with a few in your past. Had you taken anger management before, sir? Had you ever tried that?
Yes, I have. I wasn't that I was angry. I was just disappointed in myself and the whole thing. Like, I thought I was doing the right thing.
I see we also had a conviction for dangerous drugs and drug paraphernalia in the past. Had you tried drugs in the past, sir?
Not lately.
What drug was it back when you were using? What drug?
I was using methamphetamine.
Okay. And what was the drug for this conviction in 15? What was the drug?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, this was for meth. Okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. So what were you doing when the Chandler PD picked you up?
I was on the way to see my parents. They don't choose a phone number, which was stating where the people try to call my people.
Right.
And they changed the phone number, so when I went to try to relocate them, I couldn't find them.
Okay.
So that's why I got picked up.
Were you walking or were you driving or on the bike?
I was walking.
You were walking.
I was just walking, yes.
Okay.
I was walking and I got tired and I sat so much in the wall and that's when I picked up.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question for Mr. Lunt? Okay, Mr. Lunt, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to consider, sir?
I hope you take my situation into consideration and at least try to give me another chance. And I thank you for your time and, it's been an experience just talking to people and I just thank you for, what you guys done for me.
Okay, Mr. Lunt, thank you. I did want to mention also, sir, that you had a couple of terms of prior supervision where you absconded, sir. So you knew it was important to stay in touch with your parole officer. Did you try to stay in touch?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This time, I'm going to be honest with you, I shouldn't even just got on the ball and did that. But I can give you a minute search of why I should have just, or be able to just contact him,
Right.
But I was just, I went through some depressions myself and therapy and doing this time. This has been the hardest time I've ever done here during the prison time. And it's just,
Yeah, it gets harder the older you get, that's for sure. So.
Yes, I'm 21 years old and it's just time for me to grow up, I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, so, Mr. Lunt, the board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Lunt is only out a very short time, a few days, and wound up getting involved in something there at TLC and admits himself that he should have called his parole officer. He said he did, which I believe he may have tried, but he also admits he should have tried a little harder. He does have two prior terms where he absconded, and so he does know the importance of staying in touch with the parole officer. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate at this time, but I would listen to the thoughts of fellow board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then based on information of warrant 2019W0568. A conversation with Mr. Lunt, information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Lunt was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding from supervision, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activity.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Lunt, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so I know that's not what you wanted to hear today, but it's just difficult, sir, when you disappear, especially having been on community supervision before and and absconded, so you know what happens when you abscond. So we wish you the best. So we see that you have a release date of Christmas Day. So you have a good Christmas present this year. At that point, you won't have a parole officer, and you'll be able to just pursue your own interests, and we wish you the best, sir. Hopefully we'll never see you back in Orange, okay, sir? All right, well, thank you. Well, this ends your hearing. We'd let the CO3 know you're done, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.